Welcome to the Electronic Entertainment Expo Extravaganza, only on GamingUncensored.com. E4.
Hey, what is up? Welcome to E4 2017. I am Tommy. Jamie is sitting over there still. Soon we'll be in the same room. Not quite yet. But this is our episode zero for E3 2017. How you doing, man?
Is it time?
It's time.
Why aren't you here?
Right. Okay, it's almost time. It's about time.
Like, you should be here. Why aren't you here?
That would be nice. It would be handy.
Friday.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Go.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be there until Sunday, and so we're actually going to miss the first press conference being in the same room. We are going to watch it together tomorrow and do some other fun stuff we'll talk about here in a bit. But E3, they keep pushing stuff earlier and earlier and kind of screwing with our schedules.
Yeah, and that's... They're basically just telling us that we need to, like, hang out together for longer.
Right.
Which I don't think is necessarily a bad thing.
Fair enough.
So, it's basically our fault because we didn't take advantage. Because if we had been really trying to do this right, like, we would be hanging out from Saturday to, like, Friday... to Thursday, and that would rock.
That would be nice, but soon enough, we will be in the same room. So next time you hear a show from us, it'll be us in the same room together, which we're pumped about. One of our obviously favorite times of year, as gamers, as E3, and so here it is, or at least tomorrow, basically with EA starting a day early. Like, what day does E3 actually even start on? Tuesday, right? Like, E3 is technically Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, like the exhibition. Everything's done by then. The past several years, like, Wednesday, like, is dead, and then nothing comes out on Thursday. I mean, all the floor stuff that people are doing is cool, and if you're there, I imagine it's a lot of fun. But if you're watching it from afar, it's kind of all done by Tuesday at lunchtime, like, all the information's out there, so... So this year it's Saturday till Tuesday that we get all the press conferences and everything else. And so, but yeah, this show is going to be the kind of plan for us for the next week, what we're going to be doing around E3. We've got some new fun stuff we're excited to talk about and share with you guys. And then we'll just talk about kind of, our predictions, hopes, that kind of stuff briefly, cause we already did a lot of that in the roundtable last week, but talk about that a little bit. So let's start by talking about some of the new stuff we're doing this year for E4. So really quickly, if you're new to Gaming Uncensored, we call our E3 coverage E4 because 12 years ago or whenever we started doing this, it seemed like a good idea, and we've just kept with it. E4 is the Electronics Expo or Entertainment Expo. Oh my goodness. Help me out here.
Electronics Entertainment Expo Extravaganza. That's E4.
Thank you. Jamie asked before we started if I had started drinking yet. Believe it or not, I have not. that was just me fumbling.
I have.
Jamie bails me out, so I appreciate that. So this is E4. If this is your first E4 with us, welcome and buckle up because it's a crazy fun week and we enjoy it a ton. And so, so let's talk about some of the things we're doing for E4 this year. First of all, and this is big, and so do this right now while you are sitting at your computer or listening to us on your phone or wherever you're at. We have a new Twitter account. We have, so quick background, our boy Diehard ran our kind of fan Twitter for many years, and we appreciate that a ton. Thank you so much, Diehard, for doing that for a long time. Being that it's 2017 and we're only like 8 years behind on this, we thought it makes sense for us to probably actually do our own Twitter thing officially for Gaming Uncensored, and so we're doing that. Mm-hmm. Obviously way behind the times, but here we are anyway. And so our new Twitter handle is @podcastgu, @podcastgu. So go find @podcastgu and follow us there because we're going to be live tweeting all of the press conferences this year. So in the past, we've done a live blog on the website or other ways of kind of doing some live updates during our press conference time. This year, we're going to do it via Twitter. So go over and follow at PodcastGU and follow our live tweets. We will start this tomorrow with the EA press conference. We'll do EA tomorrow and then the other press conferences as they come up.
Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
What in the world has possessed you, sir? Because because I've been playing around with Twitter for like 6 months. I've been on Twitter for a while, but I've really seriously started taking Twitter seriously for about the last 6 months. And here's why. Because it seems like people actually pay attention on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay? And so like, when you emailed and like, hey, dude, I think we need to have our own Twitter. And I was like, what? What? That's weird. Because right. Tommy doesn't do social media. That's really bizarre. And so now, like, you started this Twitter, and we've got a live Twitter feed on the website, which is freaky. Apparently, you haven't been doing anything but playing on Twitter all day because there's all this crap retweeted.
Which right.
I didn't retweet. I didn't do that. So I know you must have done that. So like I'm kind of freaking out, dude, because we're moving into like 2017. We're like right there with everybody else. We've got,
right.
We're cool on Twitter. What is going on?
We're moving into like 2011 in 2017. Like, we're so far behind on this thing. It's just dumb. Like, we realize that it's stupid. I'm not a big social media person. You know that about me. We're friends on Facebook. I post nothing on Facebook, basically. Every once in a while, I'll post something. I follow it. I have a Twitter account that I have literally zero tweets, zero likes, zero retweets. My personal Twitter account is nothing but a news feed for me. I use it as a news feed, and I really enjoy it. I actually look at it a lot. But I don't engage with people on Twitter. It's just not my thing. I'm an introvert. I've never really been into the social media thing. However, with this show, one of our favorite things about doing this show is engaging with our fans and the audience. And so Twitter seems like a really good way to do that at this point, and has been that for several years now. We've just been slow and hesitant and reluctant to do it. We're finally doing it. So it officially exists with us running it again. We've had a Twitter presence for a while. It was our boy Diehard that was doing that. And again, we appreciate that a ton. It was great. He'd post updates about shows and all that stuff. But he kind of fell out doing that a while back. We haven't really had a Twitter presence. And so this is that coming back around. And E3 seems like a really good time to launch that. I mean, this is our big time of the year. And so if we're going to do something new and fun and make it a thing, let's make it a thing right now. And it serves a dual purpose, honestly, in that it allows us a way to also live cover the press conferences like we always do, in part because we want to share that with people, but also in part because it gives us a record of what happens in the press conferences. So it's kind of our way of doing show prep as well. And now it's just making our show prep for these press conferences more public, which is cool. And like Jamie said, the Twitter feed is embedded right there on the front page of gaminguncensored.com. And so follow us on Twitter, or if you don't have Twitter, if you're like us and aren't really into the social media thing as much, go by gaminguncensored.com. It's right there on the front page. It's going to update as we're tweeting stuff out. And so you can just sit there and watch it.
I have to say this about Twitter, okay? We better be a huge deal on Twitter, because me personally... Who has to really think, hey, I need to go to Twitter and put something on Twitter. I have like 510 followers on Twitter. So if I can get like 510 followers on Twitter, this show should have like, oh, I don't know, like 2,000. So
I'll take it.
That needs to happen. I don't care if you've got like 80 Twitter accounts. I know some of you do. Use all of them to follow the Gaming
Absolutely.
Uncensored Twitter account at PodcastGU. I want followers on Twitter. I want people to think we're cool. Real quick story. I have had to tell people this week why I'm not going to work next week. Or doing anything else next week. And one of the guys that I work with I was talking to him yesterday, and he's like, so why are you not going to be around next week? And I said, you know, I got the podcast, right? He's like, yeah. And I said, well, we're covering E3. And he's like, oh, that's cool. And I could tell that he wasn't. He thought it was just a couple of dudes in a room covering E3. And I was like, you know that HTC Vive that I told you about? Yeah, that came from the show. And he's like, dude, people send you stuff? And I'm like, yeah, that's how it works. And like 30 seconds later, I saw him looking at the website because I all of a sudden got cooler. Okay?
That's awesome.
So thank you,
Duff, for making us cooler.
Well, yeah, and everybody else that send us crap, because
absolutely,
we have lots of people that send us crap. And yeah. So, Armando, yeah, we are legit. Thank you, sir.
That's awesome. I love it. So go by the website or follow us on Twitter, like Jamie said, at PodcastGU. We will be tweeting a lot over the next week. There will be lots and lots of content there. So there's the first way to get extra content this week above the seven shows that we have planned for the next week or so. And so lots of content coming. So that's number one. Number two, we're going to try this year. It may fail disastrously. And so if it does, we may not do it all week. But if it works, our plan is to do the show live, which is something we've done in the past for E4, but do the show live on Twitch this year. And so broadcast when we are recording live on Twitch, so you can come hang out with us as we actually record the show. Of course, if you can't make it to the times that we're recording this show, the podcast will be up there. You can listen to it whenever you get a chance to listen to it. But if you're available and want to get some coverage and are sitting at your desk at work or hanging out at home or driving around town, whatever you're doing, that you can have Twitch handy, maybe not while driving. At least you can listen. Don't watch us while you're driving, but listen while you're driving. We are going to try to do that on Twitch. And so that's the goal. And there's a whole schedule at gaminguncensored.com. There's an E4 tab right there at the top of the homepage that has our schedule for when we're planning to record the shows. If anything changes, we'll let you know and update it on the website. So you can see both the press conference schedules there and when we are recording the show schedule there.
I got to be honest. We've been doing this thing, this podcast thing, for like 12 years. And I'm freaking out because this year we're actually preparing. like that's really weird.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre. Normally we just like show up and turn on the mics and off we go. We haven't prepared since like February 5th of 2005.
Right.
Like seriously, we told the story about preparing for that thing. That's the last time we actually prepared.
Yep.
Now it's E3 2017 and we're preparing. What does that mean?
But part of it is we've kind of sucked so far this year on being regular with content. And so we just need to make this good. We need to make sure both we have content, but that our content is hopefully compelling and fun and interesting to listen to and watch and all that good stuff. We'll see how long it lasts. We may get really tired of this and just end up playing games and then just turning on mics. And so if halfway through the week we're like, yeah, screw it, you know why. But that's our plan right now is to do that. So.
Which, by the way, I brought equipment. Like, I went and I stole equipment, so we have equipment now.
Yeah, we're legit. It's going to be a big thing. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's number two. And then the number three thing we'll mention really quick is we're also planning to do some cool video content exclusive for Patreon followers. And so last year, our big thing we did at E3 last year personally for the show was we launched our Patreon. So this is the 1 year anniversary of our Patreon site. And so we're going to do some fun stuff. It may be experimental. It may all suck. We don't know yet, but we're going to try to do some fun stuff with some video content that's going to you guys that have been supporting us on Patreon. And if you're not currently supporting us on Patreon, would be a good time to jump on board because we will be delivering a lot of content over there as well, doing some talking about game trailers and content we see and that kind of stuff. And so some fun kind of exclusive stuff that's not going to be on the podcast. And so some other content that you can get by going over to the Patreon page and signing up, which you can find, again, gaminguncensored.com. Right there at the top of the page is a link to our Patreon page.
And you're going to probably, if you're paying attention, if you're watching stuff, you're probably going to see some really interesting stuff, because I keep telling my family, Tommy's coming, we're doing our thing, and they're just kind of doing their thing around it. They're like, ah, so what? and so Avery is going to be here, and like you and me in a room with a lot of video games, keeping her out is going to be really hard.
Nice.
She's at that age. So it's like, she may be in here, like, hanging out, and you got her dad, I'm like, motioning in the background, like, get out! Get out! So it's going to be really interesting, because I've been telling her for, like, 2 weeks, like, you people, you probably need to go do something else, and they're like, yeah, we don't care. So
it'll be fun.
It's going to be fun.
We'll do what we can do with what we have. We'll work around it.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time. So that's the plan right now. Before the next week, you're going to hear a lot from us, and we're looking forward to it. We love E3, obviously. It's a fun time of year for us. And so we want to provide you guys with some fun, cool content, too. So, again, go follow the Twitter at PodcastGU. Over on the website, GamingUncensored.com, click the E4 link. You'll find a link to our Twitch channel there, which is just Gaming Uncensored. And so if you're on Twitch, look up Gaming Uncensored, twitch.com/gaminguncensored. I think it's all it is to get to Twitch, or twitch.tv, right? twitch.tv/gaminguncensored to get to the Gaming Uncensored channel over at Twitch. And then gaminguncensored.com, Patreon link right there at the top of the page. Sign up for Patreon. Get the content that we'll be putting up there.
Which, by the way, Tommy's been doing a lot of work on the website. I went to the website today, and it looks really different. Like, it looks, like, cleaned up and, like, put together. And
yeah.
Again, I said
it needed a little maintenance.
Yes.
We do it about once a year this time of year. It gets a little bit of a scrub. So, good times there. Also, thanks to Evie for help she's been giving us, too, with some content and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and she's like really excited, because she's like, holy cow, they're actually doing work.
Right.
Like, they're actually doing things. Like, we sent her an email and said, we need this. And she's like, what? But because like she's always working. That's her thing. She works like 90 hours a week. I can't get her to do anything else. And so like she looks at us and goes, why aren't you guys doing more? I don't get that. And so this week we are, and it's kind of neat. We're actually using what she gave us, and she's doing more stuff for us. And I've already warned her, like, this is a crazy week. We'll probably ask you for something random at some point. So we got to say thank you to her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. So we appreciate you, Evie, and So really quick, we are going to start. Well, obviously we're kind of starting the festivities right now, but tomorrow the first big thing of E3 is the EA press conference. That happens at 2 p.m. Central Daylight Time, and so adjust accordingly to wherever you are in the world.
What time do we start?
So we'll start, we're going to be live tweeting starting at the conference, and so Jamie and I are going to hop on Skype so we can talk to each other. That won't be going out live, but the live tweet will be going at 2 whenever they start. Assuming they start on time, we'll be right there with them when they start rolling. And so come follow along.
We got to figure out where we're going to watch this thing.
Like, I know.
We got to figure out what site we're going to use.
I think everything's on Twitch. I don't know. Like, I'm sure it's a lot of places. I'm sure it's on YouTube as well. But I think all of the conferences are on Twitch. I think I saw that somewhere earlier, that they're covering all of the press conferences. And so that's one option. There's probably a billion options at this point. But, yes, we do need to figure out where we're going to watch stuff.
Hey, if we keep saying Twitch, maybe Amazon will give us money.
Like, that would be handy.
Like maybe if we just keep saying that everything this E4 is, like, we're going to Twitch for everything. Maybe somebody at Amazon will be like, yeah, let's give those guys some money.
Yeah. That would be handy. I would definitely take it. So come hang out with us for that time, gamingandsensor.com, or over at the Twitter page to hang out with the live tweet of that. And in our first show, actually, episode one, so you're listening to episode zero of E4 right now. Episode one, the plan right now is for that to be on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time. That will be covering the Microsoft conference. Really quickly, I'll go through this. We've got the schedule up at the website. Monday is going to be EA in the morning at 10 a.m., EA and Bethesda, and then the PC show and Ubisoft that evening at 6 p.m. Sony show is going to be Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., and then a Nintendo show at 2 p.m. On Tuesday. And then we're planning to do a round table with all the round table guys at some point. We don't know the time on that yet because we've got to coordinate schedules. And so we'll be working on that over the next couple of days to get as many people involved with that as we can as well. So also all the press conferences, like I said, the schedule's over on the website and a billion other places if you need to find times for press conferences. They're everywhere at this point. So yeah, I'm excited, man.
It's E3. Holy cow, why can't it be this way all year? Seriously, why can't it be this way all year? I'm so excited. There's so much to look forward to. And I am past the point of saying, man, I don't know what's going to happen at E3. I don't know what we're looking at. At this point, I've come to the conclusion that no matter what happens, it will be awesome. There were a couple of years in there where we doubted the awesomeness, and that was a mistake.
Yeah. To be fair, there were a couple of years in there that it was not as awesome. They did that weird thing, what was it, 5 or 6 years ago, maybe even more than that now, that E3 right. was in May, and it was not, like, open to the public as much as it's never been. Technically open to the public, but they made it a whole lot harder to get into and tried to make it this industry event that felt weird. Now it's back to being fun and ridiculous and over the top, which we like. Maybe fewer booth babes. That used to be the big thing at E3. I don't remember booth babes being a thing the past several years. Maybe we just don't care as much anymore as we did when we were younger. But yeah,
I still care. I've come to the conclusion that I will never see or meet any of those women, but I still care.
Fair enough. So that being said, we are legit excited about the gaming aspect of it as well. But the spectacle is fun. The spectacle of E3, it should be fun and over the top and ridiculous because that's what gaming is. It's fun and over the top and ridiculous and fun. And so we're pumped about that. So we're going to wrap up pretty quickly here. We'll give you lots of content coming up. Before we do, what are you looking forward to for E3? What are you pumped about? What do you want to see? What crazy predictions you have? Anything like that?
Dude, what am I pumped about? Seriously? Like, everything. Right. Can I just, like, get a bag of popcorn and some random fair food and just kind of chill out for, like, 3 days? I'm really stupid excited. I cannot give you one game in particular because we have some idea of what's coming. If you check out the Twitter, you'll see that there's some big titles already confirmed. So I'm excited to see what actually happens. But I will tell you this, what I am most excited about for E3 is to see, like last year was all about VR, right? Last year, everybody brought out the stuff that, like, here's what we got.
Right.
What I want to know is, this is where you show off the second generation stuff.
Yeah.
This is the year where you show off, hey, this is what's coming. This is where you show off the software that's coming.
Yes.
Like, the thing that is kind of lacking with VR is the apps that are out there that, like, you have to have. I have one on my computer right now that you will play when you're here and you're going to love. It's called Arizona Sunshine, And it's freaky and it's cool and it's by far the best five game out there as far as visuals are concerned, I think. But there's even now, there's still not a lot software-wise that it's like, I have to have.
Yeah.
And so that is probably what I'm most excited about. Show me what I have to have next year. Also excited about the mixed reality. I'm probably more excited about mixed reality than I am virtual reality at this point. I hope the HoloLens comes out. I hope we see some other tech around that because I think it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, agreed. And Project Scorpio, we know, is going to be a big part of what Microsoft is doing. You would think HoloLens ties in really closely with that, and so I hope we see that as well. I'll mention, too, just for tomorrow, something I'm looking forward to because we start tomorrow, EA has said that they're showing off 8 games, I want to say, in their press conference, 6 of which we know includes like the new Battlefront, which I'm really excited to see with a campaign mode, and I love the concept of the campaign and that. But 2 of those games are not known, maybe new IPs, maybe something else. I'm really excited to see, like, that's my favorite part of E3 is big announcements and seeing new games that I'm geeking out over. And so I'm hoping for at least 1, if not 2, really big, exciting reveals tomorrow that we're already pumped about and going, oh my goodness, I can't wait until these games get here. And so, and then through the rest of the week, of course, we'll see that, give us Last of Us 2. Give us a lot of it. Give us gameplay. That's a big thing in the Sony press conference I'm hoping for. Give us a good Nintendo IP. We talked about on the roundtable possibly a new Castlevania in conjunction with this Netflix thing that's coming, which would be cool. I've seen
that
rumor.
I had that, by the way. I had that.
I've seen a couple of rumors bouncing around about that possibility, which would be cool, or Metroid, or maybe Super Smash Brothers coming to the Switch. I'm hoping for something exciting from Nintendo to keep the excitement about the Switch level up. And so, and the PC gaming show. I want to see some good, cool PC games. Ramp it up this year, guys. I'm hopeful.
I want it to not be weird.
I want it to not be weird is a really good way to put it.
Look, let's be honest. I have a really nice rig sitting here, which for the first time since I bought it is not crashing, which I'm happy about.
Nice.
You have a really nice rig sitting over there. I want to be happy about the fact that I own a PC because one of the reasons that I own a PC was to play Microsoft games on my PC. And do you know what I've noticed this year? You can't play a lot of Microsoft games on the PC. Like, all of that cross-compatibility crap that they were talking about last year, yeah, it ain't happening yet. There are a few games out there that if you want to play on your PC, you can, but I still can't get Halo. I still can't get insert name here. They're just not available. And that's part of what I was excited about last year was getting to play those big first-party Microsoft games on my nice new Windows PC. And I'm still not doing that, so I'm not happy. So where is that?
Yeah. I think that's fair, and I've seen a little bit that leads me to believe that Microsoft's going to be a little bit more involved in that PC side of things, that PC game show maybe, which would be really cool. There's a lot of potential there for awesome games, so let's hope, and I'm pumped, man. I'm ready to go.
You should be ready. Well, like, why are you not already here? I said that at the beginning, so you should be here, and we should be drinking. Why are you not here?
That's totally fair. But not yet. Soon.
I hate that. I feel like a little kid. It's like when? When's it gonna happen? When's that gonna, like, seriously, I gotta wait 3 days? Are you kidding me?
It's like Christmas. It really is like grown up Christmas gamer time. It's great.
Yes, it is. It is very much. And it makes us happy. And, like, I really hope the last 2 or 3 years have been really good to us. Okay, we started the Patreon last year. That has turned into a massive deal. You look at the Patreon, and we've got eight guys on Patreon that support us every freaking month. I don't know why. It's very strange that they do, but they do. And it's actually given us money to do stuff. The Patreon is paying for E4 this year. Like, we had some stuff happen the year before that was really awesome. E3 is our favorite time of the year because that's when all the cool stuff happens for us and around the industry. And I'm just so excited.
Agreed. Totally agreed.
Seriously, can we get, the only thing that I haven't figured out yet is how exactly are we going to get ourselves into shape to eat all of the stuff that's going to be eaten over the next, 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
Because you and I don't eat the way we used to eat. And then we get together at E3 and at Christmas and we eat and we go, holy cow, what did we do? So we gotta get ourselves in shape for that because I don't want to be miserable on camera.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Y'all get to see how incredibly unattractive we are. It'll be a fun time.
I'm going to have to get a bib. if we're going to shoot any of this stuff after lunch, I'm going to have to get a freaking bib.
That's completely true. Yeah, for sure. 100%. It's great. Maybe we'll put a video up on Patreon of Jamie eating. That would be awesome. That would be a good time.
Seriously?
Okay. I always find it entertaining. I would imagine other people would as well.
Okay, look. Here's the deal. Somebody wants to give us $100. You guys can sit with us on video for an entire meal. Okay? I'll give you that right now. You want to donate $100 to the Patreon, you can sit with us on video for an entire meal. We've already determined we're getting a huge pizza at my house.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I will sacrifice myself and let you people watch me eat entirely huge pieces of pizza. And it's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch.
Because it goes
it's
everywhere.
Very entertaining. We should probably wrap this up. But again, join us tomorrow or today if you're listening to this on Saturday. Join us on Saturday at 2 p.m. on Twitter, gamingunsensored.com, or follow the Twitter feed at PodcastGU for the live tweeting of the EA press conference because it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be really, really freaking awesome. It's going to be fabulous.
Yes,
As the Trump says, it's going to be fabulous.
good times.
If we, seriously, that would get people to pay attention if we could get that guy on the show for E3. And he'd probably do it, too.
Who knows? That's a whole other thing. So, anyway, yeah. For right now, I think we're good. So, yeah, have fun hanging out for E4 with us. It's going to be a good time.
Yes. And before we get out of here, of course, we have not mentioned that we do have email. And if you want to talk to us, you can send us an email, gaminguncensored@gmail.com. We do have a voicemail line, and that is at
509-GAME-210.
It will cut you off after 3 minutes, but call us back and we'll splice it together.
Yeah.
And we want all of that stuff buzzing for E3.
Absolutely.
We definitely want all of that stuff buzzing for E3. So hit us up wherever you can hit us up. I can't believe you just offered up me eating on video. like seriously, we better get something for that. It's gonna be a fun few days. We hope you guys enjoy it. We know we're gonna enjoy it, so keep it locked in. We're gonna be here for a while. For right now, I'm Jamie, that's Tommy, and you are listening to E4 only on GamingUncensored.com, and we are out.